Today, the African American Museum in Philadelphia hosts the author of the biography of Romaree Bearden, a major black artist known for his collage work in the 60s and 70s. He died in 1988. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the first book-length biography about him.
Mary Schmidt Campbell grew up in Philadelphia and left to go to grad school at Syracuse University. That's where she first met Romaree Bearden in 1970. As she advanced through her long career in arts administration, she continued to write articles and lecture about Bearden.
I said to myself, you know, if I can ever piece the time together, I have three children and six grandchildren, I would love to write a book on Romaree Bearden.
Campbell is not retired yet. She's the president of Spelman, a historically black college in Atlanta, Georgia, but nevertheless found the time to write An American Odyssey, The Life and Work of Romaree Bearden. Bearden himself was from Pittsburgh and emerged as an artist in Harlem. That's where he worked for decades as a caseworker, full-time, for the New York Department of Social Services.
The reality of that did not hit me until I began to do the book. How onerous it was for him to have had this full-time job during his lifetime and still was able to produce a coherent and ultimately groundbreaking body of work.
Campbell says at first, Bearden did not want to be known as a black artist, but rather identify simply as an artist with no racial qualifier.
When he came to making his collages, he began to see his race, his history, his heritage was this incredible inheritance, this extraordinary tradition in music, in literature, in folklore. That's who I am. I am all of this. And he said at one point, I'm like a whale. I just open my mouth and I take in everything that belongs to me.
Bearden was once commissioned to make a collage for the African American Museum in Philadelphia for its opening in 1976. And that is where Campbell will be reading from her new book tonight. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.